while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. As we see up there, we have got the theme today of fellowship, and I really love that picture. It's so, so wonderful, very representative. So we just had the scripture read to us for this morning, Acts 42:47, and of course, it's about the fellowship of the believers. But this is about us. So nothing I'm going to say to you today is going to be new. It will all be relevant to us. So I want you to preach this sermon with me. Is that okay? Amen. Thank you. So I looked at the word, as you do. You do a bit of research, don't you, before your sermon. And I looked at the word fellowship. And immediately my teacher hat came on my head. And so I was looking at, thank you, what it meant in the English language and in particular English grammar. So the word fellowship is a verb. And as we know, a verb is an action word. It is also an adjective. It describes a whole range of things. And I'm going to go through some of that today. But it is also a beautiful word. But it's a powerful word. There is power in fellowship. Fellowship talks about cohesion, cohesiveness, a togetherness. So, let's go back a little bit in the Old Testament, actually all the way back to Genesis. So you remember Adam and Eve when they ate that apple, and what happened is they hid themselves from God. And as you know, God came looking for them. And in particular, the man Adam. So he called out, "Adam, where are you?" Now, God created us for a great purpose, to have fellowship with him. So God was looking for Adam, and I can imagine God was saying, "Adam, I want to talk with you. I want to commune with you. I want to have fellowship with you. Where are you?" And that, you know, that is a sermon in itself. But he wants to talk with Adam, have communication with him, commune with him. And he couldn't find him because he hid. And when that happened, God put in place one of the greatest plans on earth for humanity. He put a plan in place to bring back fellowship with him through Jesus Christ. So let's dive in. Today we are going to look at the two original words of fellowship and the interpretation from the Greek word. So there are two words here, koinonias, which means fellowship, and koinias, which means community. And that basically is fellowship. But as we saw in the verses today, there are four things that came up. In the fellowship of the believers that was instituted at Pentecost. And these four things were: teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, and devoting themselves to the apostles' doctrine. So, pillar one was the apostles' doctrine. Pillar two was fellowship. Pillar three was the breaking of bread. And pillar four was prayers. So Andy alluded to that earlier on, those four pillars. At Pentecost, the Bible tells us, they continued steadfastly in these four pillars. And what happened is, there was a result from that. Because fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles, through the fellowship of the apostles. This tells us the power of fellowship. It brings signs and it brings wonders. But what does it really mean? And the Bible dictionary tells us about koinonia, fellowship, which means a shared participation and spiritual bond between believers in Jesus Christ and God. It is both a vertical relationship with God and a horizontal relationship with believers, with us, ourselves. And it is expressed, as I was talking about, the verb. It's a doing word. It is expressed through sharing resources, teaching, prayers, and working together to accomplish God's will. And I could stop there. But let us see what the main scripture says. Verse 43, everyone was filled with awe and many wonders, and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Do we have everything in common here? Yes, I'm sure you will agree. So many sold their possessions and goods, and they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added their numbers daily, those who were being saved. So in context, fellowship means the act of sharing a relationship with God and with each other. True fellowship, according to the text, tells us that it requires being in Christ and is a call to unity, with believers being perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment, speaking the same thing, and as we say, being on the same page, having no divisions. So Luke divided up the scene in this text. But it starts at verse 39. And verse 39 says, sorry. Verse 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39 says, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were the ones who were baptized and were added to the church. So the fellowship of the believers here is what Luke said. They continued and devoted themselves. Do we do that here? Yes, because it's about us. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to what they were taught. Verse 43 told us about this sense of awe that was over everyone. And we just had a testimony about God's goodness. And someone hearing that will know that they can trust in God for his goodness. Verse 43, all those who believed were in the same place. They had all things shared in common. And this is about community. This is what fellowship brings us. It brings us into community, into communion with each other. Do we do that here? Yes. And they began to sell their properties and their possessions to bring in to the fellowship and share with those who did not have, so that they too would have and they too would be brought into the kingdom, be brought into fellowship with God. And this is what I meant when I say fellowship is about action. It's not a passive thing. It's a doing. It's what we do. They continued in devotion and in prayers. Verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, because they could see what was happening, could see the changes that were taking place as believers unite together. So fellowship can be a movement because it brings community together. It brings the church community together. The church then take that community out into the world, so that they can see what togetherness, what unity, what devotion, what participation brings. So it's tangible and it's practical. It's not something that we just think about. It's fellowship is what we do. So Luke broke it down for us, and he tells us exactly what the believers' fellowship consisted of. Acts 42 to 47 presents us with a unique time in the lives of the apostle and those who believed, who were baptized, who became members of the church community. But this was not the only time that we saw fellowship in action or community in action. In Romans 15:26, the church practiced fellowship. It tells us when financial support was needed, others came in with financial help that focused on sharing the good news of salvation, because it's a practical thing. Our fellowship is practical. the church in Macedonia asked for help. And they received it. Why? Because believers were in fellowship with one another. They saw a need and went about meeting that need. As a result, Gentiles believer in Jerusalem, they gave back to those community because of what they received in the good news of salvation. And that's what will happen. It's a natural process. It's a giving and receiving. That is fellowship. In 2 Corinthians 8:4, again, it records the generosity and the giving of resources of believers to each other. 2 Corinthians 9:13 states that as a result of generous service, others will glorify God for their obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ in sharing with them everything else. This demonstration of generosity and obedience through service cause others to praise God. Hebrews 13:16 encourages us not to neglect to do good and share, for with sacrifice God is pleased. We don't always have, but that's the time that we give, because that's the time that we receive blessings, and it all comes through fellowship one with the other. So the sharing of practical resources is a crucial part of this. Having fellowship is important in our Christian walk. What we do, the giving, the receiving, the blessing others with what we have, cannot be done outside fellowship with God. And this is crucially important, because everything starts with loving fellowship, with a relationship, because relationship is intertwined into fellowship. We're having a relationship with God in fellowship, and we're having a relationship with each other. The two are intertwined. We honor each other through fellowship. We don't withhold anything from each other through fellowship. And we receive blessings through fellowship. Remember, blessed is the one that gives than the one that receives. Ephesians 3:9, Paul explained the untraceable riches of Christ to the church and to those who are not the church, when he says, "And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ." God created us to have fellowship with him and to have fellowship with each other. And that's the importance of fellowship. It is the foundation that begins with entering into communion and community with each other. And one of the foundational thing about fellowship is that God enjoys perfect fellowship within himself. What do I mean? The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are fellowshipping with each other at all times. And so, because they're having fellowship, we can have fellowship with God through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Because Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He's the conduit through which we have fellowship with God. True fellowship comes through Jesus Christ. And that fellowship was there before the world began. Remember, we're in the time of Advent, but fellowship began long before that, long before Jesus actually came to earth. And remember Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he cried out to God? He was in perfect fellowship with God on that occasion. And that fellowship is the essence of what we aspire to, the essence of where we want to be with God in heaven, where we all together are fellowshipping, where we feel the full joy of fellowship, the generosity and the peace that comes through fellowship. So we know it existed before creation. God created us in his image so that we could share in his eternal self-giving fellowship and partner with him to share it with creation. The Bible talks about trees and mountains and rivers worshiping God. Creation worship him in fellowship. So we were made to share, to have fellowship with each other. And when we do this God's way, that is to share our resources so that everyone has enough, that way of living leads to wholeness in an entire community, not just the church community, but the community outside the church. This means having fellowship even when we think there isn't enough, as well as when there is abundance. You know, the best time to give is when we feel that we don't have enough. Because it is then that God pours out into us. Through us, blessings that we can never measure or comprehend. This is the God of fellowship that we serve. Psalm 84 and verses 10 to 12 reminds us that better is one day in the courts of the Lord than a thousand day elsewhere. And David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. The Lord God Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in him. We are having fellowship with God always. Or we should. We should seek it out. And seek out having fellowship with the believers, because that is an important part of our walk, our Christian journey. And you know, what we gain when we give does not compare. And Jesus did ask, what can anyone give in exchange for his soul? In Acts 20:35, Paul demonstrated that the work he did had to help the weak, remembering the work of Jesus. It is most blessed, as I said, to give than to receive. Fellowship is about giving and receiving, because God blesses us when we give. And we are sharing in his inheritance. Romans 8, 17 to 18 states that if we are children of God, we're also his with Christ, sharing in the inheritance that God has given. Fellowship is important to God. He wants us to receive and reflect the generous fellowship he enjoys in the Trinity. And this is his mission, to unite the creation to himself and human beings to one another. When this happens, more joy, generosity, and peace of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can be seen amongst us, in our midst, and in our community. When and if we want an authentic relationship with God, we can have it through fellowship with him. God the Father, with Jesus the Son, with the Holy Spirit the teacher, and then with each other. When we give our time, emotionally, sincerely, we can feel God's love and commitment. And when our limited resources are generously shared to the family of God, through fellowship, God's limitless resources can be experienced by all of us. We were made in the image of God, who has always known abundance of shared fellowship with himself, the Trinity. And we all get a glimpse of what it will be like in eternity when we share all we have in fellowship, our time, our resources, our love with each other. Amen.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.